Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, if you're a handy guy, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Time now for EB's entertainment page. He's going to regale you with stories from Hollywood, movies, music, all the above.
You know the entertainment page is driven by BMW Fairfax people. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike. Ask for my guy James. James is my guy over there, too. Everybody's my guy over at BMW Fairfax. All right, a lot going on. Obviously, all of the stories right now, it's so annoying. They're all about this stupid Met Gala, which is just incredibly annoying. Every celebrity you can think of was there, although Taylor Swift was not there, and I read a little more. She's done it, I guess, before in the past, but this is now the eighth year in a row
she skipped it.
So she clearly, now even though Kim Kardashian was there and she doesn't want to be around her, she just doesn't want to be at this event.
She's not into it.
Yeah, for whatever reason. I did notice
that. Well, she's also touring, didn't you say?
Yeah, she's also playing in Paris on Thursday.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's a couple days, right?
It is. I mean,
if she really wanted to be there,
she could have been there.
Yeah, right.
Clearly, she didn't want to.
Clearly, didn't want to.
I did put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. What are you more interested in? The Met Gala, the Kendrick Lamar, Drake beef, or the NBA playoffs? I know Cakes isn't interested in any.
Well, I mean, of those three, it's clearly the NBA playoffs. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't care that much about the NBA playoffs, but I care more about them than I do the stupid Met Gala or the rap beef between Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
I went down that wormhole yesterday, and I decided it's a big dud.
I told you to listen to the one song that I liked, though. You didn't even check that one out. Euphoria, I think, is really good.
All right, I'll do it. I hadn't had a chance yet. Were you supposed to do it during a commercial break or something?
No, whatever.
You listen to it on the way home. Yeah. You're going to hate it. And then come back in here tomorrow and tell us how much you hated it.
No, it's just that it's hard to follow it all. And they're so quickly put together. I don't even think they're that good, but whatever. I actually think that the Machine Gun Kelly Eminem diss tracks or whatever were better. They were more entertaining, than this. But who knows?
The Euphoria is a song.
All right, I'll listen. When did Euphoria come out?
Friday.
That came out Friday.
Maybe Thursday.
I'm a bigger fan of Sir Francis Drake.
Right.
Drake the rapper.
Kenyon Drake.
Anybody named Drake.
So just a couple notables from that stupid Met Gala.
What were the other Drakes you said?
Sir Francis.
All right.
That's a joke. Drake, I mean, he's like a
Drake explorer. May.
Drake May, clearly. Sir Francis Drake, an explorer from the 1600s.
Right, I'm more interested in that.
I'm sure I care about him.
Lauren Sanchez, she showed up without Jeff Bezos. I don't know what that means, Cakes. Pam Anderson showed up, and I guess she's recently said that she's going to go makeup free.
Okay.
But she wore makeup for this, so there goes that.
Right.
Lizzo, I thought, retired, but she showed up. She needed 100 people to carry around her big-ass dress. Sydney Sweeney showed up as a brunette. You know what? She should go back to blonde.
It's Brett. Sydney, here's a bottle of peroxide for you. Let's go back to blonde.
Right.
Blondes are better.
I don't think she looks that...
You want to be a sup pup?
That great. She could not be a sup pup with that brunette hair.
Oh, I think Brett might make an exception.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
I would assume he would make an exception.
I don't think she looks that great with the brunette hair. That's about it from that. I guess everybody's making a big deal about Kim Kardashian's tiny little waist if she's wearing this like mini corset. I can remember when I was a kid going through the Guinness Book of World Records, and there was some woman that wore a corset.
I still love the Guinness Book of World Records.
And she had like the world's like tiniest waist.
When I got that for Christmas one year, and it was a big. The book was literally like this thick,
right?
Hardback. I mean, I wore out the pages in that thing.
Well, there was recently an article.
The big fat twins on the motorcycle.
Well, do you remember the tallest man? Remember like the Asian Siamese twins?
Sure.
Yeah. Those guys, I was just reading, there was an article about them because those other Siamese twins just died.
Okay.
Those guys, like, they knocked up a bunch of chicks. They had a bunch of kids. They lived a lot. Like, they had a great life.
Okay.
They all right, did.
You say so.
Aside from being conjoined twins,
yeah,
they had a great life.
I mean, all things considered.
Yeah.
They managed to pull off a great life.
Good for them.
I don't know how you'd do that, but somehow they did it.
Why does Jason sleep on Siamese Dream by the Smashing Pumpkins? Sleep a little bit.
I mean, if you played it, I probably recognize it. I don't know it by the title.
All right. Well, isn't that the album title?
Oh, it's not a song.
Like Cherub Rock is on that.
Okay.
And I think a few
didn't know the album title.
Smashola's. Like Today.
It's a great song.
Great tune.
All right.
Didn't he make us stand against the wall, like face forward, when he walked down the hall?
I think when his side project, Billy Corgan's side project, Zwan, was playing at what was then MCI Center, I believe.
Yeah.
I think he did do the rock star move where we had to clear the hallway.
Had to clear the hallway.
So his golf cart could come through.
What a loser.
Unobstructed. Yeah, but he wrote a bunch of sillies.
All right. I don't understand this. This makes no sense to me.
All right.
Okay. But Tom Selleck's pretty friggin' famous, right?
Yes.
I mean, wouldn't you say he's had a pretty remarkable career?
Yeah.
Right? He apparently, is he still working on a show now? He's on Blue Bloods, right?
And that's been going for a while.
That's still out? Jeez.
He's still grinding it.
Well, Blue Bloods, they said, was canceled after 14 seasons.
Okay.
Okay?
Man, he's almost 80.
He says he's worried now that he's not going to be able to keep his ranch if he can't keep working.
Okay.
How is this possible? He has a 63-acre ranch in California.
All right.
And it used to be an avocado farm, apparently.
Oh, so many fresh, so much avocado.
You would hate
Jason.
It, Lurch.
Of course.
He says, hopefully he keep working enough to where he can hold on to the place. The journalist is so stunned, she asks if he's serious. He says, you're GD right, I am. And he talks about...
What, he put zero money down?
I don't get it.
Like, what is he doing?
He says, you know, like in Hollywood, you don't
made
have
so much cash.
You don't have a consistent paycheck. But when you've been on so many hit shows, how is he not loaded?
He has no Magnum PI residuals from back in the day.
Maybe he
signed a bad deal when he was young. I don't know.
I
see his net worth is $45 million.
I'm just flummoxed. flummoxed by the whole thing.
Didn't he also miss? He missed a giant gravy train. Wasn't he like supposed to be Indiana Jones? And then Harrison Ford got the role.
Did he turn it down?
I don't know if he turned it down, but I thought he was like rumored to be like Indiana Jones back in the day. Like that would he would have been able to keep his ranch if he had Indiana Jones money.
I mean, he bought that ranch in '88.
I think it's just the upkeep
of
that.
It's like it's got to be expensive to upkeep
I'm
65
sure
acre ranch.
Well, sell it. I'm surprised he has to keep working.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't make sense either.
Britney is in the news again now because they're just sort of stalking her everywhere. And I guess she was photographed. Remember, she was recently at the Chateau Marmont. Is that how you say that?
That is how you say it, yes.
And she, I guess the cops came. She got in a fight with her boyfriend, a boyfriend who's apparently just left the wife or the significant other that he's got like 4 or 5 kids with, who they say maybe has 9 kids total.
Oh.
He used to, what was
she
he
dating like, Tyreek Hill?
No.
What's going on?
Nick
there?
Cannon? No. She's dating, like, he was like a guy, like a house. Like he was like, I don't know, like a guy that worked on the house or something.
He's like a contractor. Like
right?
A general
was
contractor.
It Tippy, what was his deal? He was like part of her staff.
Maintenance, I believe.
He was like a maintenance guy.
Mm, okay.
She's dating the maintenance guy who's got 9 kids. And then she hurt her ankle doing cartwheels. She may need surgery. And they've got her photographed driving around like a crazy person.
Didn't Awad bang up his ankle trying to do a cartwheel
yes.
a couple weeks ago?
Yes. In one of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
How about you leave the cartwheels to like real gymnasts?
Okay. Like, yeah, but you
let Livy Dunn do all the cartwheels.
But you would think Adam could do a cartwheel and not like break his ankle.
You would think. It would be the world's grossest cartwheel, but he could probably pull it off.
He literally is the softest guy that I know.
Yes.
The softest guy. Aaron Hernandez's fiance, we talked about this, is in the news. She slams the roast jokes. I will say, I thought it was a little weird that they were doing like murder. Because that's a
it's
murder.
It's somewhat weird yeah. because also like.
You know what I mean?
But all bets are off at a roast.
I'm not going to discount what he did or excuse him for what he did, but I kind of am because didn't he have like the when they cut his brain open, didn't they say it was like the worst case of CTE that they'd ever seen?
I don't
like,
care.
I don't know.
I don't care.
Like it's hard to I blame him, but also like his head was scrambled. Like he wasn't
yeah,
he didn't have the capability to make rational
maybe
correct decisions.
Well, if he had murdered someone that you care about, you wouldn't
of
be saying that.
Of course I'd feel probably
I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt because of the CTE. But I think
that played a big role in his behavior.
It may have. But I think it's still, I mean, like your teammate murdered people. Like for the families of the people murdered, like you don't want to make jokes of that.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit.
I think his fiance was pretty upset because of the daughter. Because the daughter's,
right.
she
right.
probably hears it all the time.
Sure. Right, the daughter's right. like, I think 11 years old at this point.
And then we mentioned it earlier. I guess Giselle was upset. About all the jokes about her like banging the jiu-jitsu
right.
instructor. And I guess Tom didn't have an issue with that. Yeah. He had an issue with making fun of Bob Kraft, but
right.
not making fun of
yeah,
his ex-wife.
Yeah, he's okay with Giselle taking some flack there.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we will be joined by Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. He'll join us next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junks on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. Hoping to be joined shortly by Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe, trying to track him down as we speak. Talk about the Brady roast with him, Celtics in the playoffs, and more.
Celtics, with their roster right now, they're probably going to be a title contender for the next 5 years for sure. Jason Tatum's not old.
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown's not old. None of their guys are old. I mean, Porzingis might be the oldest guy of their main players.
Yeah.
How old is Derek White?
I don't think he's that old. I don't know. Late 20s? 27? Yeah,
Jason 29. Jason Tatum has been in the league seemingly forever, and he's only 26. It doesn't seem like he's been around for a long time.
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, they were in the NBA Finals a couple of years ago and lost to Steph. Mm-hmm. And they were in they lost to the Lakers. I can't remember when that year. That was a couple of years after they'd won. But they haven't won since 08.
So Holiday is 33.
There's a lot of pressure, and I'm sure Dan will talk about it, on the Celts winning this year, considering how good their regular season was.
Well, because if they don't, people will start to question, can these two together
win
it all?
Right, can they win? Yeah.
But
I mean,
I don't think
I don't think they'll have a big problem with the Cavs. And game one's tonight, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd have a problem with the Knicks or the Pacers either.
Probably. You're right. Now, well, let's see.
I mean,
what
they won
against
the East by a ton of games.
I don't know, like 13 games or something?
Nobody was even close.
Yeah, they were 64-18. It's nuts.
Now, if they played the T-Wolves, Nuggets, OKC, or Dallas, maybe a different story.
Right. What's the story there, Drabby?
They're trying to track him down.
They're still trying to call.
Looks like he's talking to him right now.
I believe he is joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. You can check out Wish It Lasted Forever on Amazon.com. Life with the Larry Bird Celtics. Dan, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Nice to be here. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Hey, Dan, we were kind of just talking about it before you came on. What's the feeling, the overall feeling from, you know, not just the Boston media, but certainly the fans, Celtics fans, about this particular team? They had an unbelievable regular season, 64 wins, but they haven't won an NBA championship since 08. You know, so it's been 16 years. They've been to the finals a few times, but lost. They lost a couple years ago to Steph. But is there pressure on this particular team to win it all, considering how good they are, how good the roster is, and how good the regular season was?
Yeah, I mean, there's the expectation that this is their time, and it is. I mean, like you say, they've been in the conference finals 5 times in 7 years, NBA finals 2 years ago with a 2-1 lead at home and a lead in game four, and that went away. They lost 3 straight to the Warriors. And as you also stated, you know, 1 championship since 1986, and that was the Garnett team in 08, which underachieved moving forward. You know, Garnett got hurt in 09. Then they lost the finals in 10 with a big lead in game 7 at the Staples Center. And then, you know, LeBron and the Heat started to whittle away at him and stuff like that. So they only got 1 out of that big 3 of Pierce and Ray Allen and Garnett. And, yeah, I mean, as decorated as they are with 17 flags, same as the Lakers, but, you know, 1 since 1986. I mean, I'm old enough. I remember when they won every year with Russell and in the 60s, and then, you know, 2 with Havlicek and Collins in the 70s, and 3 with the Bird Group in the 80s. So, and that's what that book's about, the 80s, when we used to have fun and travel with them, and when the NBA was better than it is now. I mean, the 80s was still the highlight of NBA basketball, in my view, and people were jacking up threes and a little more flow. And we're seeing some of that with that New York-Indiana series. It sort of reminds me of some of that style, and just good to see the excitement in the old garden there and stuff. But to your point, yes, pressure the Celtics. This is their time. They're
this
expected to win.
Right.
I talked to Joe Mazzulla about it. He has said, "Yeah, if we don't win, it's a failure."
Yeah.
So Dan, you referenced those Larry Bird teams, obviously, and I saw on my Twitter timeline the bitterness and hatred between the Pistons and the Celtics from the 80s when Bird basically wanted to fight the entire Pistons team and Bill Laimbeer is tackling him down to the floor in some of those legendary series. Like, you just don't see that sort of bitterness, you know, in the 2024 version of the NBA. Like, do those guys still, like, do they hate each other still to this day, or have things cooled over from some of those explosive series?
That stuff was real. I mean, there was guys rolling around the floor all the time. The Celtics had it with Washington as well, in the old Landover, the Capitol Center there. Mm-hmm. I remember in 84 when the Celtics ultimately beat the Lakers in a great seven-gamer, Frank Johnson, the guard for the Bullets then, he and Jerry Henderson rolling around at the end of a, best-of-five series, that first-round thing they would have. And then, of course, it would fast forward to the Knicks and the Pistons and Larry's hatred for Laimbeer is that goes on forever. And, Parrish hated him. I mean, Larry used to ask us to, tell him who the all-star reserves was. That was his first question because he was always a starter. But then they would name the reserves. And it like ruined his whole week if he found out Laimbeer was going to be a reserve at the all-star because he said, I got to sit in the bus with him and pretend I don't hate him and don't want to beat him up.
I wonder if they ever talked. So,
he said he'd get on the bus at practice at the All-Star game, and Larry would say he'd just walk on silently, and Bill would be in the front row all sitting up straight like Eddie Haskell and say, "Good morning, Larry," and he'd say, "Bleep you, Bill." And kind of went from there.
Unbelievable.
I know Mazzulla's only been there a couple of years, but what's his reputation? Is he considered a pretty good in-game? Is he a good in-game guy?
Relies on analytics a lot, doesn't like to call timeout.
Right,
kind of goofy, and I think he knows some of his limitations. He's a confident guy, and they really believe in him. I mean, Ainge did, and Brad Stevens does. So he's secure with that, and he's got more help now. They surrounded him. They brought in Van Gundy, who doesn't say anything, but he's around, and that's helpful. Hmm. And Sam Cassell is around, so he's just got more veteran. And then Stevens is around, who really knows his stuff. I mean, they should be better on inbounds plays and stuff late in games. But their thing, guys, is they haven't had many close games, and I'm not convinced they know how to close out because they're always ahead by so much. It was the fifth highest point differential in NBA history this year, and the other four all won championships. And in their series with the Heat, they had a 30-point lead in the first half of one and 20 or more in the other three that they won. And they got stunned once when he made all their threes, but that's not going to happen. Cleveland's the worst team standing in the tournament, so this thing is going to be 4 or 5. And
right.
Then maybe the Knicks will push them. It could be some old school brawl in there, or the Pacers. I don't know, but they're loaded. This is their time. The Porzingis thing could be an obstacle. That's a bad injury. Giannis never came back from it, and he's just a week in now, and not jogging or anything. The calf thing is bad for NBA players.
Yeah, they probably don't need him in this series, but if you guys make it back to the NBA Finals, I mean, we'll see what happens in the rest of the series, but Minnesota's very big. Denver has Jokic. OKC has some size as well. There's some teams that got some size.
Yeah, the West thing is shaping up, and for us, the prospect of seeing Kyrie Irving in the finals would be kind of juicy too, because he's such a handful when he was here, and there's still a lot of feeling about that. But that Denver-Minnesota thing is really interesting because, they took, the T-Wolves took both in Denver. And around here, we've been thinking Denver all along because the Nuggets beat the Celtics twice, 2 out of 2 this year. Boston couldn't close out. And, reigning champs and, the Joker and all that. And it's just the Gobert-Towns thing. And then, of course, this kid lighting it up. Anthony Edwards, that's they're in trouble, those Nuggets. I mean, you lose 2 at home.
Definitely. Definitely are, yeah.
Talking to Dan Shaughnessy, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, since you're talking about the glory years of the 80s, everybody now is trying to compare Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. He certainly has the physical traits. What do you see?
Well, you know, he's 4 inches shorter, so that's a big difference. And, you know, he's very young. I just don't know anything about him. I'm just anxious to see more. And obviously you're seeing it in the, you know, the big spotlight now. So it's pretty impressive. I just haven't seen enough. And I think, you know, when you're 4 inches shorter. And
I don't think he's that much shorter. I see him listed as 6'4", 6'5".
Okay, well, I feel better about that then. Yeah. So Michael, we always give Michael 6'6", so you're saying this guy's within an inch or two of him.
Yeah. Based on his list, yeah. Okay, that's well, what.
Good. Okay, well.
I mean, he is an athletic freak, but it's hard. let's see if Anthony Edwards can win an NBA championship before we start comparing, right?
Yeah, and you know, it took Michael quite a few years. You know, they always say like 6 years in before he didn't have a lot of help at the start here. That's one thing. Brown and Tatum sort of still surfing off that. You know, they're in years 7 and 8, respectively, and no championships. And it gets pointed out, you know, that Charles never won one, and Jordan took several years. But Magic didn't. Magic won his rookie year, you know, playing center. And no reason 22-year-old guy can't do it.
Isn't it incredible what Jalen Brunson's doing? And I think the NBA, by the way, speaking of the Celtics, would love the Celtics-Knicks. I think you would agree with that. But Jalen Brunson, I mean, he was a good college player, no doubt. I mean, but he's turned into a top 10 player. I mean, he's I think his contract's like $125 million. He's playing like a $300 million player. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, this thing with the 40-point games, you know, he's in that territory with Jordan, Kobe, Bernard King, et cetera. And, you know, again, not that big, left-handed, rugged. It's like, and you referenced the Celtics-Knicks thing. I know this isn't what we're talking about, but the Bruins and Rangers are on the same path.
Mm-hmm.
There's a possibility for the conference finals. It could be both gardens and every other night for like 2 weeks. Because right now they're all up 1-0. Well, the Celtics aren't yet, but the other three are up 1-0, and they're striving to get to the conference finals. Wouldn't that be something?
Boston fans are just so spoiled. I mean, they've got multiple teams teams in the playoffs. We had the Caps for about 20 minutes. Obviously, the Wizards are terrible. Commanders, Nats in a rebuild. Speaking of football, what are the expectations? How are the fans reacting to Drake May up there?
Yeah, well, this is where, you know, the bill sort of comes due that we had the 20 great years and two decades and all that stuff, and it was great. And now they're 4-13 and new coach, new everything, new quarterback, and there'll be a lot of pressure to play him, of course, and they brought in Brissett for a reason, and that'll be interesting as they move along here. But no, they won't name a general manager, and they're very cryptic, and basically the Crafts want to assert themselves more as running the show here after 20 years or 25 years of Bill pushing them around with great success. So it's all sort of new here, and now they're like everybody else. They're a little bit of a clown show and just trying to figure it out as they go along, coming off 4-11, 4-13.
Is the feeling that Drake May, and you're hearing this, you know, all throughout the media, that he needs to sit for, you know, a good half the season, if not the entire year? That's why they brought in Brissett?
Well, you know that'll be what they're pushing and the whole thing. But then if the kid plays great in camp, and the media's there saying how great he's looking.
Right.
And then if you lose, you lose two or three out of the gate, everybody's going to want to see the kid. And Brissett's perfectly temperament and skill set to handle this. He's exactly what you want. You know, an adult, a veteran, he can handle it, can manage things. So it's a good, and the kid can learn under him. But if the kid shows well in practice and they're losing, you know what that pressure's going to be like. Again, you guys are all people, so you've got the same thing going on.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. By the way, did you happen to watch the roast, the Brady roast?
I didn't. I feel like I have. So many people are talking about it. I've read so much about it. Seen stuff on Twitter, and it certainly feels like young people loved it, and old people think it's vulgar. And
it seems fairly well received. Do you think Tom will make the transition well? Some people are saying now that they think he actually is going to do pretty well at this.
Yeah, I don't know. He's never struck me as a natural in that arena.
Right.
But if he's willing to tell the truth, like say, I deflated the footballs, that's pretty good. You know, so, you know, we like that. It's just when you extract the F-bombs and the looseness and the cast around them, you put them back in the studio, kind of bracketed up there, and on network TV where you can't be quite as vile and loose. I just don't know how it's going to work. But historically, Tom has not basically, he hasn't been a high yield interview. I mean,
right.
Just, you know, he's like Jeter, you know, polite and, you know, he's there, but a lot of empty words. So if he can do better than that, that'd be good for them.
The one thing I'll say, and I agree with everything you just said, is apparently he's been prepping his butt off for it. So he's working hard, looking at other people that do it and trying to figure out what he's going to do. And I don't know that we expected Tony Romo to be good. And I know he's polarizing now, but he brought a different angle. And if he's just breaking down film and giving you his angle, like, hey, here's a cover two, and this is what I would have done, I think it could be interesting.
Well, it's weird. He took the year off. You know, that was really curious. And nobody does that. And I still question whether it'll actually happen. I mean, it's a lot of money, and, I don't know. He seems not that reliable anymore. He's talking about owning, talking about playing. You know, there's all these other balls in the air for him all the time. So I just don't know what he truly wants here. I think when you take him away from the field, it's hard for a lot of these guys to know what to do with themselves. And he's no different.
Yep.
Dan, thanks a lot for the time. We always appreciate it. Dan Shaughnessy from the Boston Globe. You can get his book, Wish It Lasted Forever, Life with the Larry Bird Celtics, at Amazon or wherever books are sold. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, fellas. Enjoyed it. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
Yep, right, that's Dan Shaughnessy. Always great intel from the Boston area. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Battle of the Beltways begins today, 6:45 from Nationals Park. Two games set as the Orioles visit the Nationals. Of course, you can hear the game right here on 106.7 The Fan. Good pitching matchup.
Yeah.
Corbin Burns on the bump for the Orioles. He sports a 2.61 ERA. The guy that's opposing him has a better ERA, lower. Trevor Williams at 2.27. Both have three wins on the season. Burns with a lot more strikeouts. He's got 41.
He's a stud.
Trevor Williams, 22. But I would think both guys having good years.
I would think there'd be some fans out there tonight in Nats Park.
I would imagine.
Considering they're playing the Orioles.
Sellout?
Probably not.
Probably
not on a Tuesday night, but
maybe close to a sellout. I'm going to say
see how many Orioles fans come down.
I'm going to say minimum. I could be way off. Minimum 33,500 in the park. Is that too ambitious?
I'm going to go under 33.
You realize the Orioles home games, and they're one of the best teams in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
The attendance hasn't been that great.
Look, maybe when school's out and, you know, it's the middle of summer, that could be.
Am I getting over my skis with that prediction?
Typical.
I hope I'm wrong.
Typical.
I hope I'm wrong.
It is kind of what I do. It's my specialty. It's one of my specialties.
But it'll be fun, two games to watch starting tonight.
And I think it's going to be a big, robust crowd there at
National
Park.
Starts a little bit earlier. It starts 15 minutes earlier, 6:45. But the Orioles lineup is just so good. I mean, it's obscene how top to bottom, how good it is.
How about this? Washington's average attendance this year is 24,304.
That sounds high.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
24,031. Washington actually has more people going to their games.
I don't think that my number
500.
What was your number? I don't think it's that crazy.
I mean, you're going to get a definite bump from Orioles fans coming here and Orioles fans that live here.
What does it hold? Like 42 or something?
It's
like
around
that?
There, yeah.
Yeah. I think 33 is actually reasonable.
I think that's a great prediction. Good number.
If Valdez was in town, he'd be going, right? For sure.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I wonder
he'd
if
definitely
he would.
Be going.
He would go. I think he would go.
There was a day game, I would go.
Yeah.
I know. 6:45.
I got a coach at 5:00. I have a voluntary practice on Friday. I might knock that one off. No game this weekend.
Oh, just cancel it. Give the kids a break.
I'm not going to cancel Tuesday. No, because that's our regular slot. Cancel. The voluntary one I might cancel.
Yeah, cancel that. You're finished.
Playing golf at Reston National at 11.
I was dreaming about the 4-day work where you were talking
about. Oh, you
were. Yesterday. Oh, yeah. I was like, man, that really
Your
would
brain
be.
Was really activated
oh,
by
man,
that.
Oh, really, by the way, I really like that.
Speaking of dreams, remember Drab said you don't see cell phones in dreams?
Yeah, I remember.
I just got a text message from our friend D. Woods,
he said he's had two dreams.
He wrote, like, he woke up and definitely had cell
so
phones.
So he's the one guy on the whole planet of 7+ billion people that has a dream of the
well,
cell phone.
Well, did any of
it?
Us actually verify Drab's I'm claim of no cell
How
phones and dreams?
It?
Rick, it wasn't my study. I was pointing out that there have been many studies over the years.
Many have, studies
well,
over
you know,
the years?
All those people doing those studies specifically, wasting their time. If you're wasting your time
doing a
studying
study on
whether
cell phones,
people are looking at their Samsungs or their Apple phones in a dream, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your life away.
Huh. I wish I could... Remember.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing it here. Cell phones are often incorporated in our dreams as symbols of internal and external communication between two parties. So I don't know where you got that nugget, and we all rolled with it and believed it to an extent.
Type in cell phone dreams on Google. I'm looking at, I don't know, 100 articles here about why there's no cell phones in dreams.
And what do they say the reason is?
I don't know.
Same reason there's no squirrels at Augusta.
I don't know. I typed up cell phone dreams, and the first thing I get is the interpretation of the cell phones in dreams.
All right, you win. Do you think I care about that? You brought
I'm
it up
just
like
telling
seven
you that
times.
D. Woods brought it up. I brought it up seven
I mean,
times.
It's such a weird thing to fascinate about.
brought it
Fine.
Up now.
You dream about cell phones. I don't care.
I always
argue with you about that.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
I have to say, I get a kick out of watching.
You know, Flame's got to counter you somewhere.
I always
do. It was D.
Woods. He's got to counter
you. You killing the messenger.
He countered me yesterday multiple times. He countered Bickle. He just a counter.
It was a tidbit. It was a toss in tidbit.
You're
to
a
the
counter.
Conversation, yeah. Mr. Counter.
JP the counter. You're not a card counter.
Yeah. He wishes he was a card counter.
Rom wishes he was a card
are you,
counter.
But aren't
too.
You kind of looking forward to Nats Orioles tonight?
I mean, I guess if you say
so. Do I have to remind you to watch?
I'll have it on. Yeah. I'll have it on because now that they're competitive, I'm back in.
Yeah, I mean, 500, right?
Yeah.
Are they 500?
I'm back
17,
in, but
17?
I'm expecting them to get smoked.
Well, I mean, the Orioles are like third in the league in run scored. Their lineup is just stupid.
Who's pitching?
Corbin Burns against Trevor Williams. And Trevor's been really good.
He's been very good.
Could be an under.
I just gave you his record and his ERA, Rick. It's better than Burns's.
I know.
But, all right. So I'll text you to remind you to watch it.
No, you won't. You're not going to remember that.
You're right. Just saying that for the show.
You'll be in bed.
I'll be in bed, but I'll be watching.
It's so weird to me that you go to bed. At
Why? Seven. It's comfortable. I got all my fans going. I got my dog in my bed with me. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
you got
it's comfortable.
Everything it keeps, yeah.
I don't see. This is the thing. I don't know how you guys do this. I don't know how when you get real tired, how you can get up off the couch and walk upstairs. When I'm real tired, I just want to go click.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out.
don't know.
I don't like to go up the stairs and get out, you know, get off the couch.
I usually don't get real tired till like 9:30, 10, 10:30.
Well, that's because you take your 2-hour naps. I don't do that.
I don't really. I haven't. I mean, I wish.
You are complaining about lack of sleep every morning. You come in here, lack of sleep.
I'm not getting enough sleep. And Drabby gave me a caffeine pill.
You're not going to sleep till about 11 at night.
I'm all shaky.
Today you have lack of teeth. Because your bridge fell out.
My bridge, dude, you know what's so gross about it? Is it was loose.
Mm-hmm.
This is really gross. And when I loosened it,
yeah,
it smelled like a dead body.
Oh.
It smelled
so bad.
Awful.
That's so terrible.
So I immediately went and got a bunch of Listerine. I got the Total Care Listerine. And all I was doing was just like using that Listerine yesterday. Because I don't know what that means.
I
don't know if it means like my tooth is rotting.
That's probably
or my freaking gums are
dying.
A lot
of fungus in there.
I stick to Listerine.
Dude, I think I know what a dead body smells like. I think I could be a mortician.
It smells like your mouth.
Yeah, it smells like what was under my bridge.
Oh, that's terrible.
My wife was, I was driving. She was in the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, my God.
Hold on. You were driving? Your wife was riding shotgun?
That's weird. She forced
that's
me.
That's a weird dynamic.
Forced me to drive.
It couldn't have been a long drive.
A short
hopper,
30-minuter, 30-minuter. I'm dreading calling because I'm gonna have to drive up to Frederick. It's gonna be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll call after the show. I showed JP the gaping hole in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
It's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine.
Right, over here.
Surprised he didn't counter you. Say, nah, it's not that big. The hole's not that big.
That's what he does.
I can't believe Mike Maher went to bed last night at 4:30.
What do you mean?
No, it wasn't 4:30.
What do you mean he went to bed at 4:30?
It's like 6:30. 6:30 right around 7.
It was still daylight.
Why'd you?
I was just so exhausted from the weekend.
Well, he'd been sick. I thought you said you were chill this weekend.
No, I was. I know. I was still chill this weekend, but we were staying up late watching all the games, fights, and stuff like that. The UFC didn't get over until like 1 o'clock. And then, up early Monday. Yesterday, went on a run. And then right when I got home, I just passed out, woke up at midnight, very confused at what time it was, put in my water, went back to bed, woke up.
Has this schedule now turned you into a beaten man?
No, a little bit. I mean, a little bit, but my sleep schedule is so dialed. Like, I actually really love it. Like, I go to bed every night around, like, 9:30, and then I try to be up by, like, 4:30, shower.
That's solid. That's 7-some hours. That's
exactly.
Rock solid.
And then as soon
sleep.
As I get home, keep the foot on the gas, take pre-workout, go to the gym, and then come home and just do other stuff.
What gym do you belong to, by the way?
It's so nubs. Planet Fitness. I'm ashamed to say it, but...
I used to be a member of Planet Fitness. It's fine.
Yeah, I am looking ahead, though.
I think
that one's
going out of business.
Yeah, probably. There's a 24-hour fitness right next door, and I kind of want to go to that one because it has basketball courts, sauna, and all that type of stuff. But it's an extra, like, you know, $45 a month.
Pricey.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of working out, did you see... Is this a real video of Daryl Green at 64 backpedaling?
I think it is.
Probably. Yeah. Probably still runs about a 4.6.
It appeared to be real.
Unbelievable.
He's a super freak. He's one of the greatest athletes to ever walk the God's green earth.
Hey, Drab, he could probably still run a 4.5 40. Did you see the video?
It was so sick. The quickest job.
The quickest feet I've ever seen. And I think this is just from a couple days ago. What was he doing? Was he working with some he was on hand? Was he working with some DBs or something? It was unbelievable what he was able to do at 64.
Yeah, he's
didn't he run
freaking
a 40
nature.
Within the last like 5 or 10 years, and it was still like a blazing number.
I think but he's 60. Well, he's 64.
No, we were hyping up Mick Jagger as the most in shape 80-year-old.
Yeah,
when Daryl Green hits 80, he'll be the most in shape 80-year-old.
Can I tell you? You know who's no? It wasn't like this. It wasn't world class, but who was like that? Tommy Horsecamp's dad, John Sr.
Okay.
I remember going to one of John Sr.'s softball games, and he was sprinting on the sidelines and like his
legs.
You think DG's afraid to play pickleball?
Harsey.
He's definitely not afraid. Well, he'll definitely pick him a paddle.
He's not as stiff as me.
All right, we got to run. We will see you again tomorrow. B, Mitch, and Finley, they're coming up next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.